Ahoy, ahoy. Welcome to this week's episode of the Diz Unlimited Universal Show. I'm Craig Williams, and joining me, of course, as always, is Rhino.
Hello.
And today we are going to talk about the latest announcement for Halloween Horror Nights 2024. The dates have been revealed. We have our first look of merchandise. Tickets are now available. It is an exciting time to be a Halloween Horror Nights fan. Before we get to all that, I want to remind you this is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. If you like our content, you want to support us, book a vacation through Dreams Unlimited Travel. It costs you no extra money, and you get the support of one of the awesome Dreams Unlimited Travel agents. So head over to dreamsunlimitedtravel.com today for a free no-obligation quote. This is also brought to you by our Patreon supporters. If you want to learn how to get exclusive content from the Diz team, head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, just pause for a second. Hit the subscribe button. Make sure you hit that bell so you're notified anytime we have new videos, and hit the thumbs up for me if you're excited about Halloween Horror Nights, because we are.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely are. We're a little bit on the later side compared to last year for tickets going on sale, but that's okay. That's okay, because I feel like Universal one-upped last year already by announcing for the first time ever, as far as I'm aware and can remember in my lifetime, Halloween Horror Nights is beginning in August.
But it is true. Yeah.
2 days.
Wait, I thought it was the 30th.
Yes. August has till the 31st.
What?
Yeah. There's 2 days in August. Sorry.
This is news to me. 30 days has April, May, August, and December.
Sure.
That's not how the rhyme goes.
No, that's not at all. But yes, it is beginning on August 30th and will, in fact, run on August 31st this year before rolling into September, when the event typically would start before, I believe.
Look at that.
Last year. He didn't believe me.
I didn't.
Listen,
no,
for the record, he still didn't believe me after saying it. It's then going to roll into September. I believe the start date last year was September 1st. Mm-hmm. So definitely beaten by a couple days. And then,
because we had a leap year this year.
That is correct. I don't remember February already, but it's April.
I know, because my friend's birthday is February 29th.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's not now, but
happy birthday.
Okay, I have a birthday.
Very, very exciting, though. Starting the event earlier than ever. 48 nights of Halloween Horror Nights, running all the way through November 3rd. It just kind of works out that Halloween this year is
on Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. So they're keeping the event going all the way to November 3rd.
I love that.
Yeah, I
love when it goes into November, because we went this last year. My friend CJ visited, and I think we did the November 1st or the 2nd day, and it was wonderful. The weather was nice. The crowds were not insane, and it was just like, it was so pleasant, because it was also like, I like a nice fade out of the Halloween season.
Honestly, based on the initial ticket pricing for the single day tickets, they don't expect that entire weekend, including Halloween, to be super busy, because Halloween was not one of the more expensive pricing options that you could find. Definitely in those couple weeks leading up to the final weekend, those were getting a little bit crazy. But, it's going to be nice to know that, at least on paper, with Universal's expectations, that final weekend of the event, including Halloween, shouldn't be too crazy. But at this point anymore, just on my way to come here to talk about Halloween Horror Nights, I tried to go to Universal, and both parking lot entrances that they have were backed all the way up to the main roads. So, it's currently a busy week here for like just Florida in general. But there is always going to be a thirst for Universal as well as Halloween Horror Nights. So you can never think you have it all figured out. They will always find a way to, just completely knock you off your feet and be like, well, didn't see that coming, whether it's the design of the houses or the crowds.
Yeah, well, the thing that always makes me nervous every year, the last couple of years at least, is that the frequent fear pass doesn't come out the same time as the rest of the tickets, which is true for this year as well.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those where I'm stressed, because last year I did the one with every night that included, that didn't, every night except for the Saturday night, because I tend to not go on the Saturday.
Yeah.
And with our annual pass level, you get a night included, and that can be Saturdays usually in the first month. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. But I'm always just like stressed out because I used that frequent fear pass like no one's business. I probably went to the event more this last year than I've ever gone to the event before.
It's just we talk about it every year. It's weird how our journeys with Halloween Horror Nights have just switched where it went from like, you know, from 2014 to 2019, really, I was there nonstop. And since the pandemic and changes, it's like gone where you're going all the time now. And I'm just like, it's not the same it used to be. And that's that's more of just for me. It's hard.
She ain't what she used to be.
It's great every single year, and I'm always blown away by at least a couple of the houses. But it is hard when you start to have so many years that you can compare it to. You know, that always will build up in your mind. And there have been times where I'm like, I feel like I'm going too much, that I can be too critical of this stuff. It'd be probably better if I actually did pull it back and only went like two or three times and just appreciated it on those moments. But that's a different story for me to figure out. 48 nights from August 30th through November 3rd, 2024. 48.
Wow. Yeah.
48 has November month and December.
Yep. That's the rhyme.
That's the saying. The single night tickets currently available during COVID travel. $82.99 plus tax is the starting price
for
tickets.
That's definitely a little higher than last year, right?
Yes.
I think it was in the 70s last year.
A little bit higher, but yeah. I mean, that's expected now.
They're clearly selling the event.
Yeah.
There were so many sold out days last year. So.
Yes. And I mean, the same thing when they do release the frequent fear passes, Rush of Fear passes, expect those pricing options to go up as well, too. It's definitely going to push me into the level where I'm not doing Fridays this year.
Well, you definitely didn't use your pass enough to justify having the Fridays last year. But
no, I found that
I did end up going quite frequently on a Friday. And so that's why I'm like, I think I'd do it again, but I want to say last year it was around like $289 or somewhere in there, compared to the year before that. Yeah. I think it was like $225. So obviously you can check those prices in the history of that, but so my mentally I'm prepping myself to be like, okay, what could it be this year? Like
I think just over 300.
So that's, but you know what, the thing is for me, I still feel like I 100% got the value out of my ticket, and I still think that ticket's worth it. And the thing that scares me the most is I think they could charge a lot more than that, and I still think it would be worth it. And so I'm like, please don't do that.
They'll get there one day.
I spent a lot of money on merchandise, so you got me on I basically bought way too much merchandise.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I wasn't against Fridays. I went on a couple Fridays, and it was always a miserable experience. I was having the best time of my life going on Sunday nights, and I would regularly go on a Sunday night and get usually 6 to 7 houses done going at like 10 o'clock at night through close. And it's like, why am I going to deal with Friday nights when I already know what the best nights are to go? And maybe we'll talk about that in the future leading up to Halloween Horror Nights, but we won't get into that here. Again, the prices start at $82.99 plus tax, with the cost maxing out at $122.99 on the busiest nights. And, you know, it's definitely all over the place there. So it seems like really it's just the weekends that are over $100 in September and October, with a lot of the weekdays still being completely under that $100 mark, which I think is more than fair. But we know on the busiest nights that you are going to want to have definitely an express pass if you want to make sure you can get everything done.
Yeah, if you're doing a one night ticket,
a very limited time. And express passes are also on sale right now, so definitely consider getting those. With the express pass, you are guaranteed access into the express line for each of the houses once per night, as well as for the attractions that are open during Halloween Horror Nights. And the price of Express this year starts from $129.99 per person plus tax, and it maxes out at $239.99 per person plus tax. And remember, this is not your admission. This is an Express Pass on top of your admission. So if you are really going on the most expensive night of the year for that $123 ticket, then you have to add on another $240 onto that, and so you're looking at $360
at that point.
Well, I mean, you could consider that, but the pricing is just as ridiculous for that as well too. Again, when I say ridiculous, I mean from me sitting here with my wallet open thinking about spending that. It's starting to look ridiculous. However, you always get so much out of it. And if you've never been, you've always been interested, I would always recommend trying out the event. Just, it's getting to the point now where if you want the best experience possible, yeah, you're going to have to dish out some money one way or the
other. Well, I always think if I, you know, this is my favorite event that happens in like all the theme parks, you know, in the United States, and it's like that I've been to. And it's like, when I don't live near one someday, it's like, okay, how would I do it? And I would come try and come on a less busy time, but I think I would do the Express just because I'd be like, I'd want to go through in the park. I'd try and do like a stay and scream, which I don't know if that ticket's available yet or not. I'd go in the park and I'd try and do each house once and then do it again with the Express. So that way you can get like the two times. And then maybe if you're lucky after that, maybe there's still some a little bit open or something, but I don't know, you know, what the time frame is, but just something to, that's me personally. That's my experience with the event.
So. Okay. Okay. So beyond that, you mentioned the RIP tours, mm-hmm. which those are very popular. And, you know, that is essentially your Halloween Horror Nights VIP tour. You get VIP priority access to each of the houses at least once. I will say that because there are times where, you know, something goes wrong and they'll make sure that you get to experience it. They want you to be able to experience everything once. Reserve seating for the show, whatever that will be, of course. There's always like little cocktail breaks that they'll take throughout the night where, you know, you have the option to go to some unique bars and pay for your cocktails to keep the screams going longer and longer through the night. There's a pre-reception that includes some light snacks. You get complimentary valet parking included in there. And then you get like a commemorative lanyard and a pin with it. So your button, I believe, I forget what exactly it is. It is a credential, lanyard, and button.
Oh, button.
Button, not pin. So the pricing on that, if you're doing one of the group tours, not a private one, a group tour starts at $359.99 per person and maxes out at $469.99 per person.
And how many people
again,
are in
there? Like 12 are in there. Yeah. But again, this is not including your admission. So that $123 you're paying for the most expensive night, then you're adding another $470 mm-hmm. on top of that too. So it can be very, very, very expensive. And then the next route to go with an RIP tour is booking a private RIP tour. If you have a group of friends and you want to know that you want to all be together, you know, go the private route. It's also very expensive, but it's just, you know, it's a way to make sure your group is together and you're not just all booking tours and then split up into different groups.
Yeah.
But RIP tours are, you know, that is a way to not only get around in a very efficient way, it also is a way to get extra details about Halloween Horror Nights. The RIP tour guides literally know the event up and down, and it's kind of cool because they do learn even more as the event goes on, but they are well prepped in knowing the stories behind the houses, the stories behind the movies that are represented, or TV shows, video games even. They need to know all that information so they can share the fun facts and little details to look for as you go through. And like I said, as the event goes on, they learn even more. It opens up even more. So it's really, really cool that you get that extra level added on top of it, having a guide there too. You're definitely gonna hear stories and have little secrets revealed that you won't get anywhere else, unless, you know, someone takes a tour and tells you all that information.
Yeah.
So, which could happen.
Google it. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Ryan.
What?
How do you get even more information?
You can head over to uofan.com.
No.
Or, oh wait.
No, you can get even
Dreams Unlimited travel agent.
Oh no, they don't have this. I mean, more information about Halloween Horror Nights. You know how you get it?
I don't know. Watch this show.
No, you go on a Lights On tour, the Unmasking the Horror tour.
Yeah,
that's how you get it.
I still haven't done one of those. Every year, I'm like, I'm doing it this year. It depends what the houses are. If there is a Ghostbusters house again, which I know that's always the rumors always start. I always start the Gremlins rumor, and I like to see it go. But if there was a Ghostbusters store, I think house again, which was, I know, a rumor, but I think it's just because I think Ghostbusters might be like maybe returning to Universal because somebody bought a car. I don't know. But if it were, I think I would do it finally.
Hey, as long as it's not based on Frozen Empire, I'm all there for you. So
I can't imagine it would be.
But. If it was a house based on Frozen Empire, I'm assuming the entire thing would be
very chilly.
You wait in one long line and then you get to the end of the line and they're like, that was it. And you're like, what was this? And they're like, was it disappointing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, so is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. There you go. I'm sorry. I know he's fighting it back. It's an awful movie.
I enjoyed watching it. I saw it three times. I liked it.
You'll come around one day. One day you'll just break down crying and be like, why did they ruin Ghostbusters? Well, some people would say Afterlife ruined it before, but
no,
I'm not one of those people.
I love Afterlife.
I enjoy it too, but there are a lot of people out there who do think that it was already gone. Listen, you love a good nostalgia fan-filled fan service romp.
And I want that at Halloween Horror Nights.
That's okay. You're allowed to be that way. But you can see even more behind the scenes and get more information about the houses through an Unmasking the Horror tour. This is a lights on daytime tour of Halloween Horror Nights houses. You can do it in 3 house groups or 6 house groups. So you're not going to be able to see absolutely everything. That's not an option, but you get a little bit more of a look inside. And the best part about it is it actually doesn't require any parking admission or Halloween Horror Nights admission. It is what it is. You get to see the houses and then you're sent on your way. The three house tours start at $99.99 per person, and the 6 house tour starts at $179.99 per person. And with like the 3 houses, they have different start times for it, so like you don't necessarily see the morning one. Might you'll see 3 different houses, but if you book the afternoon one, you'll see 3 other houses.
Yeah.
So, you know, the first time I did it, it was the 6 person or 6. Why do I keep wanting to call it persons? The 6 house tour. And in my way, that's just the way to go. Just make a day out of it. Make a great day out of it.
I mean, yeah.
But maybe not thinking about it. Like, don't go to Halloween Horror Nights then that night, because you're getting up. You're doing a lot of walking in the morning. You might want
to go.
Yeah, I my opinion, I don't put them together like that. Like, I wouldn't want to go and do the event. I wouldn't want to go do the event and then the next morning have to wake up super early to go to it.
Oh, I wouldn't do it.
And I wouldn't want to do the opposite either. Like, have a little space in between. Give yourself a little time to appreciate it. But Rhino, they also released the first merchandise for the event.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
It reminds me of that one booth at CityWalk that spray paints everything, because it is spray paint themed. But here, if you know me, you know I have neon colors, and you know I love spray paint, and you know I love Halloween. So, like, it feels interesting. I loved the 2019 year aesthetically, in terms of like the vibe they were going for, which was very like 80s 90s like sleepover with like like movie, like a video store, like sort of like neons, you know, thing. And so I like that. This one seems like, I don't know.
So the one,
a little punk rocky.
Yeah, a little bit. It definitely has that vibe to it, as well as like I see a punk rock side to it, but I also see like going for an early 90s vibe as well, with like that graffiti style to it. The tagline is now "Where Horror Lives." Where I
not the horror,
like,
where horror.
Yeah, I feel like
all horror.
I feel like too many people would be like, "Is this like a play on the old Disney slogan, Where the Magic Lives?" If they would have went with that, they would have went with "Where the Horror Lives." So "Where Horror Lives," and just want to like make sure we definitely point out too, this is just the first merchandise. Like last year, the first merch they revealed was the "See You in the Fog," and then, you know, nothing really looked like that in terms of the rest of the merch. So maybe this isn't the aesthetic they go for with everything. It's just what they're going for with the first launch. But I think this is a definitely look into what we could expect from more of the merch this year.
It's got some palm trees. It's got a little pumpkin.
I am with you. I appreciate that the first shirt that they reveal from it isn't a black shirt.
I love that, because it's one of those things. It's like, even last year when, at the end of the event, sometimes if there's still, like, if there's a surplus of certain shirts or whatever, they end up going on sale, and I monitor until they're the cheapest, because then I'm like, well, you know what, sleep shirts, whatever. But I hate they always end up being the all black shirts. And that hard part is when you have two corgis, they shed like nonstop. So it's like the second I sit down anywhere, I'm covered in hair. So I like when there's like Halloween shirts that aren't, well, you know, that aren't black.
It's just in general. It's rough during that Halloween season when you're like, okay, will I wear a black shirt today or will I wear a black shirt today?
I do like it to hide the sweat.
But then
you get the salt lines.
That's your salt deficiency. Yeah. I don't get those salt lines, but we'll figure that out. We'll go take you to the doctor later. I love that they're going for the orange look of it with the shirt. The hat is just black, and then the tumbler is the design on a circular tumbler. The pricing on this stuff, you can find it at shop.universalorlando.com, or you can find it at the Five and Dime at Universal Studios Florida, or the All Hallows Eve Boutique at Islands of Adventure. $30 for the hat, $27 for the tumbler, and $33 for the shirt. I will not be purchasing any of them just because I'm not actually a fan of the aesthetic. I don't like the design. I love the orange. I love that coloring on it, but I don't buy
any of the pre-merch. I tell myself to wait. It's like I'm going to wait until it's like officially released and the tribute store opens, and then I go in and
I buy it when it's like when they release a house announcement and it's for a property that I really love. Like, they get me on that. Then I'm like, I can't wait. It's if I like the design.
Like The Exorcist Beginning?
I didn't buy that one. Did I buy any last year?
Was it called The Beginning?
No, Exorcist... No. I saw it in theaters.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of my favorite houses.
Yeah. No, I don't. I feel like I bought like one thing early this past year, but I can't even remember what it was. Maybe I didn't buy anything. Oh well, it doesn't matter. But I'm not the biggest fan of it. But you know what? I always end up spending way too much money. So they're gonna get me eventually, anyways. Exorcist Believer. Yes.
Yeah,
on Peacock.
Hundreds. I end up spending way too much money on that. Yeah. Way too much money. It's fine, though. I'm ready for it.
I mean, it's one of those things. It only comes once a year. It's like Christmas, but with Halloween.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Some people say that Halloween is the Christmas of October.
It is, yeah. Or the Arbor Day of the fall.
Mm.
Wimbledon.
Okay. Well... This got out of our control somehow. I'm not sure why that happened. But next thing that we are waiting for is obviously house announcements. We currently don't have any. I know that there was a house announcement
last year. You're talking about the social media video this year?
No. There's already been one map. Jeez. With... speculation map. Thank you. There's already been one speculation map to be revealed, but it was all with like from HN Nightmares with the symbols. Little symbols and icons. And I know they linked one of them to having the same design as like Nightmare on Elm Street, like a house. Ooh. That was in Hollywood, had this iconography on it that was like this half moon, and that's what they used for their speculation map
We haven't seen him in a couple of years. So it could be possible. I don't know.
I didn't really get into that speculation map because it just was so cryptic. I just haven't been paying as much attention to what people are even kind of rumbling about right now with it. I just want an official announcement at this point from Universal to get like really sink my teeth into. Like,
well, we had that Chucky announcement was like on the day, the last day of the event last year, they announced it. And then
it took forever to get to The Last of Us.
And then this one. Well, and then remember when they announced them all? They announced six houses at once or something.
Yeah. Which isn't necessarily against what they have done in the past, but it felt like this was like, okay, it took forever to like June to get a house announcement. And then it was like very, very quickly after that.
Yeah. And then after that, it was like,
fell into line. Like,
It's just interesting. We tried to look it up, but I was like, I don't know how often they release the tickets before we at least have like one house. Like, I feel like that first year that they did Stranger Things, I feel like they announced that so early, and that was like when tickets went on sale. But I could be completely wrong, because I also remember that Ghostbusters commercial too. Yeah. But I remember it being like that's a really cool, well shot commercial. But I don't think that was the first house announcement that year.
I'm just gonna say at this point, Universal doesn't need to announce a big house anymore.
I want it for me.
I know, we want it for us, but the event has grown so much since I even first started going. They don't, as long as they have one big property in, whether it is something like The Last of Us or The Weeknd or Stranger Things, as long as it is big, people are going to show up regardless.
I did see an allusion to like there being a Weeknd scare zone.
I think I
don't know if
too,
it was he said it or something, or somebody alluded to it. But I always do the thing at this point. It's like every year there's like usually a Blumfield property, right? So you're like, okay, what are the big ones? And you're like, okay, well, Five Nights at Freddy's. But you're like, I don't know. Is that still is it like?
Oh, it's
is
definitely
that
still relevant. They made sure to let people know how much of a success that was.
I like to rather than read what everybody says, I just go through and I'm like, okay, what were the big hits or what are the expected big hits?
But
and
that's like go through that way. You can't even do that though, because then you have years like the year where the Halloween remake came out, and you're like, well, surely we're going to get a Halloween remake. No, the first one was good.
I thought you were talking about like 2 years ago when the last one, because they had the original Halloween house the same year that the third Halloween movie came out, and that movie was awful.
Yes, but before that, they had the Halloween movie release, and then the house that year was Halloween 4, The Curse of Michael Myers.
I don't remember that house.
Yeah, it went Halloween, then Halloween was 2014,
and then we got
Halloween 2 was 2016,
Hell Comes Out,
and then Halloween 4 was
2017?
2018. It went every 2 years, 2014, 2016, 2018.
What happens in that movie, though?
It didn't, not a lot.
Yeah, okay, so that's maybe why I don't remember. Like, I remember having seen the movie.
Oh, we barely did that. We didn't do that house more than maybe like 5 or 6 times.
Okay, that's why I don't remember
it. Because remember, it was in Shrek? It was in that building, so we always started further back, and then there was like 2 times where we did the Stay and Scream at Today Cafe, so we could be right there for it, but it just always...
Because that was an anniversary year, right?
2018? No.
No. No, I'm thinking of... No. I'm thinking...
2015 was the anniversary year. Then 2020 was supposed to be the anniversary year, but that got bumped to 2021.
I do remember being like, we don't need to do it again.
We did it like 4 times total. It was like one of the least ones we've ever done. But so it's, you can't even look at what new movie is coming out and be like, surely they're going to make it on that. But then you get surprised with something like Exorcist Believer having a house before the movie is even technically released in theaters. And by most people's opinions, the house was better than the movie itself.
I haven't even seen the movie yet, but the house was scary. I liked the house.
The movie was fine. At this point, I feel like the world needs to understand when you do these reboots of old properties, like you can't complain that they're the exact same as the original movies. That's literally the point. Yes.
I don't know. I'm gonna watch it.
Plus not so great acting, and it's a little all over the place. But it's the same with every single reboot. It's what do you expect? That's the entire reason why to reboot it. And then you hope that they're able to just go somewhere interesting. In a case like Halloween, they went somewhere interesting.
No, that movie's terrible. Awful. Yeah, interesting. And of being like, what was this decision?
The decision was that evil dies tonight.
Evil dies tonight. God. And you thought, there's no way it can be worse than that one. And then there was like, then you were like, am I watching a romantic comedy starring Michael Myers?
Fantastic.
God. I still think about that opening scene though, where the kid gets kicked off the third floor, and you're like, "Wow, okay, we're just starting the movie." I don't recommend watching it.
You gotta start somewhere, and with that trilogy, I recommend definitely starting at the third and then working your way back.
Yeah, because you'll end on the one where you're like, "This one's great."
Yeah. So I'm excited for Halloween Horror Nights to quickly get to us August 30th.
Come on, Gremlin's house.
Start making your plans now. Literally, start making your plans now. It's going to be a wild time this year. Of course, there are plenty of nights that you can go, all 48 nights, but you know, if you're trying to go on the early side of things, going in the middle of October when it's at its busiest, definitely have a plan in place. And as always, we recommend Dreams Unlimited Travel when trying to make those plans. Get with a Dreams Unlimited Travel agent today to start getting your plan in place for your upcoming Universal vacation.
I wonder
if
Hannah's going to go with us.
Maybe. I don't. It's.
I don't know if she does. Haven't had that conversation with her yet.
We haven't. And I do feel like she's such a film aficionado that we could get her to go on those grounds. But I don't know. I don't know how she does with screaming. I don't know if there's enough martinis or gin in the world in general to get her to go. But maybe.
Maybe.
We might be able to make her go. So dreamsonlimitedtravel.com. Get a free no obligation quote on a vacation to Universal Orlando today. If you want exclusive content from us, myself and Rhino, head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. Not only do you get that content, but you ensure that we continue to have jobs, which is always nice. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell so you get notified when we have new videos released. Hit that thumbs up and leave comments, questions, video suggestions in the comments section. And if you are listening to this, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us a rating and review when possible. But that's it for this week's episode of the Diz Unlimited Universal Show. Rhino, it was great talking Halloween with you.
Hey, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, and happy Halloween to you as well out there. We couldn't do it without you, so we thank you for that.
Don't forget your thermos.
Okay. That's it for this week's episode. We'll see you again real soon with more fun from Universal Orlando Resort. But until then, remember, we finally changed the name.